Meanwhile, under the shade palms, the Turks are inside the egg on the backs of elephants. It's customary to describe their attire. Feathered headdresses shedding quills in ribbons of heat, mustaches and slippers curled fetal at the ends. Like everyone, they have their eccentricities. One's reliance on his left knee, which implies a limp he doesn't have. Another's thumb ring flask, from which he drains a ruby-colored liquor. Nothing happens inside the egg. The Turks are yoked to their carpets. One might be missing an arm or a leg, admiring a pair of camels drinking at a trough, the other spying on the lopsided love affair of the Dowager Empress and the Raja of Ramnagar. They don't know it yet, but he's to be assassinated by a hummingbird. Meanwhile, under the shade palms, I write, this is not happening. Her egg is small, encrusted with diamonds. Death watches through the emerald window. It moves against the shell, through her body's dense waiting, up through the floor, through the legs of the chair, through the skin-covered calves, up through the arm in its pose of righteousness, through the hand tethered to the wrist, up through the golden barrel of the pistol, through the empty tunnel of the hummingbird bullet, out into nothing, into the nothing, beyond which there is only the desert, white as the ocean, white as the port of Tangiers, flooded with nightingales. Because I write this, they are singing to the egg, and I am singing too. That it might carry itself to the precipice, that the Turks might hear it and brace themselves, as they do, for a moment just like this.